A Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming to us from the capital, the hive of government and administration in our country, we have the New Zealand Council of Trade Union President Richard Wagstaff on the line here to talk about the mega strike that is happening on Thursday. Good morning to you, Richard. How are we?
Morena, I'm well, thank you. Good to be on your show.
I'm very, very glad to have you, man. How are things over in Wellington? I remember you saying it's kind of seeing better days.
Yeah, today it's a bit of a stormy day, but economically, Wellington's really struggling. There's been a real attack on the public sector, a lot of jobs lost. Mm-hmm. Generally, the economy is really doing it tough, and the spirit of the city, I think, is you know, it's been a pretty tough fight with a government who doesn't really value public services and what Wellington people do. Certainly, and in the sense of a vibrant city, has really been under attack. But I know we'll bounce back, and hopefully not before too long.
Hopefully not for too much longer. Hey, before we talk about the mega strike, I just had one quick question about the union movement since about the 90s when the Employment Contract Act came into law. It's been called the biggest defeat to the union movement in Aotearoa by Professor Brian Roper here at the University of Otago for how it removed, if not all, close to all, baseline industry standards. Union membership dropped from 40-something percent to around 20%. What has the union movement learned since that blow?
Yeah, I think that it was absolutely devastating, and I was a union organiser at that time. And what it did was it overnight completely removed union protections and even the very recognition of unions. Unions were no longer in the Employment Contracts Act vocabulary. There was no reference to unions even in the Employment Relations Law, and no sort of rights to union organisation. Mm. And at the time, too, your neoliberalism was very, very fashionable and running red hot in New Zealand. And so there's a real push to individualise workers onto individual contracts and to get them competing with each other at work rather than sort of working as a socially and collectively. And so absolutely, the rules meant that we no longer were able to negotiate what we called awards, which covered whole occupations and industries. We could only negotiate with employees and individual employers effectively. And in industries where there are thousands of employers, you know, think of many, small businesses, so it was virtually impossible to organise in unions. Mm. So, yes, union membership collapsed really in less than 10 years. Mm-hmm. Was halved. Two levels that other countries actually have, where there is no extensive occupational wide or industry wide bargaining. This is what you get. You get a situation where you largely get the large unions with large employers, like in the public sector or Fonterra or the like, where the unions remain. But in the small parts of the economy where we have small employers, unions really struggle to survive, and that's exactly what's happened here in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. We've learned, obviously, that, in fact, that the political framework, the legislative framework, is hugely important. But I think we've also learned to be more responsive, more kind of ready to take this stuff on. We were really, as a movement, we were completely sideswiped with the Contracts Act. We sort of knew it was coming, but I don't think your average member on the street was sort of quite as ready to fight back immediately. As I think we're seeing now, there's a real pushback against this government. There's been no hesitation from the union movement. And you're seeing a real sense of, we've got to stand up for our rights, and we're doing that without any hesitation.
Mm-hmm. It's kotahitanga, it's solidarity. I mean, there's 100,000-ish people doing a mega strike this Thursday, which is the biggest strike in 40 years, some news outlets are saying. How does it feel to be a part of something like this? Obviously, it's unfortunate it comes to this, but is it kind of invigorating?
Oh, for sure. It is invigorated. It is. It's a real show of strength and solidarity and confidence. Mm-hmm. That we just don't have to sort of take what's being dished out by the government. Those workers who are taking that action are, you know, state sector workers, and they're saying, you know, we need to stand up for the public sector. They're fighting for all of us because they're working in situations in the hospitals, in the schools, in the health sector. In other parts of the economy, the firefighters who aren't on strike on Thursday, but they have been taking a lot of action, they're telling us that they can't deliver the services that they were trained to do. They can't deliver the services that New Zealanders need, and we need to stop the rot now. And they don't want to be complicit in a degradation of the service. They want to stand up for maintaining proper standards and proper public service delivery to New Zealanders. So it is a huge effort, but it's really good to see people prepared to stand their ground and to push back hard against a government who seems intent on undermining and destroying the public sector.
Some of the main concerns are around understaffing, particularly in the health sector, where about half of the new nursing graduates can't find jobs, so they're just moving to Australia for the most part. Now, it's no doubt a major issue for no other fields too. What do you hear from the government when you say that, you know, all this fresh talent is going overseas and you're stuck in an understaffed, underpaid environment where people can potentially be hurt?
Well, we know that the government doesn't want to put money into health, and so they try every which way to kind of deflect from the question and the problem. We know that in the last two budgets, they spent $23 billion on tax cuts, tobacco companies, landlords, basically, and other tax cuts favouring the wealthy. And now they're trying to find that money, and they're trying to take it out of public services that we all enjoy. They sort of seem to say, oh, there's no problem, we can do more with less. And don't seem to be so concerned about the delivery of public services, health and education. But the minute we take a day off to take some strike action, even though we're providing essential services in the health sector, suddenly they're deeply concerned about, you know, what that will mean for service delivery. Well, their service delivery impact of the strike will be as dwarfed over time by the constant underfunding and under-resourcing of the health sector, the cancellations, all of those things are happening all the time because there's not enough resources. So, you know, we're just not getting a response from a government which says they value public services, they value other things, they value tax cuts for their constituents. They don't seem to care about the delivery of high-quality public services to the public. And, of course, we've got the ACT Party, who fundamentally doesn't believe in public service as part of the government, and the Deputy Prime Minister. So, you know, taken together, it's an attack broadly on our public sector.
Mm-hmm. It's broadly an attack on unionism itself. I mean, Public Service Minister Judith Collins recently penned an open letter to New Zealanders saying that the government is sorry for the services they'll miss out on because teachers, well, healthcare workers are on strike. Similarly, Prime Minister Luxon said that New Zealanders are tired of unions playing politics. It seems like they're blaming unions for the problems that they're creating by underinvesting in key public areas, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're the ones who are politicising it. We're exercising our democratic rights to take industrial action as a fundamental human rights. They're trying to make it political themselves. And really, they're trying to... what they should be doing is writing letters to New Zealand apologising for this, for the mess we're in, for the mess the economy's in and for the mess the public sector's in, rather than trying to deflect blame to somebody else. Mm. You know, I think it's poor taste to do that. It's not helping this dispute. What we need is their representatives to turn up at the bargaining table and make a reasonable and proper offer. At the moment, what they keep repackaging is offers that basically extend over a number of years and entrench pay cuts in real terms for those workers, and they fail to address any of the resourcing issues. So really their position is pretty bankrupt, and they're scrambling now to try to take control of it by union bashing. And I don't think it's going to work. I think people know that, you know, those health workers, those education workers, doctors, nurses, teachers, health professionals, they're good people. They do a lot for everybody every day in their jobs, and they need the support of the public, not to be bashed up by the politicians.
Mm. We've seen this government be a bit unscrupulous with how they use the fast-tracking mechanism in Parliament. Would you have been worried about this government rushing through more anti-union legislation?
Well, they've certainly got previous on this, haven't they? The minute they came in, they abolished fair pay agreements, which was sort of a sector-wide bargaining. They attacked the 90-day trials. They've extended those. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a long, a real pedigree when it comes to undermining workers' rights. Mm-hmm. I've got no doubt they're thinking about what can they do. Mm-hmm. But there's a limit to how much sort of anti-democratic behaviour they can get away with before they reach, I think, real opposition politically. And they'll be deeply worried about their standing in the polls at the moment. So I guess that's it. They'll be weighing things up, but we hope that the public understands that, in fact, this is one of the important mechanisms of a democracy. You need people to be able to speak up. Mm-hmm. As I always say, it's countries that can't, where people don't go on strike, which you'd be worried about because people are scared to express themselves. This is about freedom of expression, freedom of association, and the right to collective bargaining. We need to defend those things carefully, and we would be deeply concerned if the government was considering removing those fundamental rights.
Mm-hmm. Is this staff going to be a big, you know, public display with people with, you know, signs and so on and so forth in public, or are they going to be just doing whatever they want to do, just have a day off?
No, up and down the country, there's going to be large demonstrations, particularly in the major centres. There's going to be large demonstrations of those health workers, of those education workers, of the people who are supporting them, will be coming out and showing their support on the day, on Thursday, for this historic action.
How can people in Ōtepoti, Dunedin, show their support for the striking workers this Thursday?
I think, you know, have a look on the CTU website, the PSA website, the NZAI website. You'll see where the events are. Come along and be part of the action. I think come along and show your support physically by being there and with words of encouragement. I think it'd go down really well for those workers who are not doing what they want to do. They don't want to be standing out on the street protesting at the lack of resourcing and lack of investment in their service. They want to be doing the job in a service they can be proud of, and that's really difficult when they're so overstretched and under-resourced.
Amen to that. Thank you very much for your time and coming on the program, Richard. Do you have any final thoughts or last words you'd like to leave our lovely listeners with?
Oh, well, just, you know, let's defend democracy. It's under peril internationally. These kinds of things are all part of defending democracy, and I hope your listeners understand that and see it as precious as I do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Take care. That was Richard Wagstaff, the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions president, coming on to Corridor about the mega strike that's happening this Thursday. Really appreciate him for coming on. His time is incredibly valuable. Alrighty, coming up very shortly, we...
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.